Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Worthington. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kizer covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney takes first base on ball four. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Sarney moves to third. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sarny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth strikes out. Two outs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. White steals second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhodes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fondi moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Sarny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sarny hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Wysonant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysonant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wysonant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Worthington moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to third for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sarney hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irvin throws the ball into Baker, who tags Spencer, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive to left field. Rhodes throws towards third. Thompson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Fondi scores. Morin moves to third. Irvin moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim King pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hoke now playing third base. Eddie Mixes now playing center field. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixes, who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Kaiser can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Vito Valentinity now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Bobby Hoffman now playing first base. Bill White now playing left field. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hughes now pitching. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires to first and picks off Hoffman. One out. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sarney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.